Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What, you're just gonna have our friends over and then there's like residual toys?
Are you kidding me?
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
Are we podcasting? Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us at the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast. If you haven't had a chance, please subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, share it with everybody.
Yes.
Kids are expensive.
Listen, get a mom friend of yours and show her how to download our podcast because we really are finding moms like, well, I looked for 2 years for your podcast.
I can't find it on the radio anywhere. I know. Well,
help a mom out. Help your mom out. If you are a young person listening.
And you know how to do it, show your mom.
Absolutely.
Trust me, you'll thank us when you just have the old podcast to plan and then she doesn't have to criticize what you're feeding your family.
Oh, man.
It's good times.
Yeah.
I always put a murder podcast on when my mom's in town because she's like, you know what? I think we could reorganize your place. I'm like, murder, play.
Putting a murder podcast on is when I reorganize. It's like when I paint, like if I have like a bunch of podcasts I can binge, I will repaint the house like several times.
I know. It just keeps everybody steady, Eddie.
You can watch the videos on YouTube.
Yes.
You can watch some of our favorite bits and shorts that Trey does. Trey, our awesome producer. And you can say, what's different about this background?
Oh, yes. We are recording in my back house today, the house that I lived in for a year while we were renovating. It's a cute little back house apartment, but not equipped for four large humans. As I'm sitting here, I'm just flashing back to how we each got COVID at different times.
Yeah.
And my husband and I just had arguments about who gave it to who and how I somehow gave it to him. And I was like, we're fucking married. Of course I gave you COVID.
Yeah. I mean, if one of
what do you think, man?
If one of you didn't get COVID, then everybody would be like, are they having trouble?
Are they having trouble?
They must not even talk within 6 feet of each other.
And then the saddest thing in the world. So we all got COVID at different times and Colin tested positive. So he went out and he slept in our front house that was being fully renovated that had no heat and no air. And he would sit by the window like the biggest weirdo and watch people walk by. I was like, Colin.
Oh, because it was hot,
put
right?
On a shirt. Mm-mm. Yeah, it was the way we listen, we know who we are in this neighborhood, all right? We know what we know what we've brought to the neighborhood.
Yeah, but
charm.
I got notes for some of your neighbors too.
Oh, of course.
We some all of them do. Are putting up very aggressive, like, curb your dog.
Meanwhile,
don't
he
park
taught
here
his
signs.
Dog how to pee in my yard.
Well,
every time I go out there, their dog is peeing or crapping in my front yard. And I was like, it's amazing that he always knows exactly what corner to go to. I'm just saying, I'm going to park on your
I
side.
Mean, make like a whole wall of out of curb your dog signs and just like hang it like a fringe
Jiminy,
from the tree between your houses.
I literally was like, Michael, grab your dog.
I did something today that I haven't done since I was maybe like 6 or 7 years old, where you're totally like id-driven, idiotic, like cannot project the future.
Yeah.
So I was driving Delilah to her voice lesson and there was this like sign for like a plaza, you know, that has all the things. And it was blowing like so hard. And my head was like, yeah, that'd be cool if that blew off. And then I was turning right
and
next
like,
to it. And I was like,
no, I wouldn't
have the foresight to know somebody would get injured, you doofus.
Yeah.
Like, for a split second, I had just such a cave person brain. It was
I
so
know.
Stupid.
Well, I'm walking in the neighborhood, walking the dogs this morning. It's full winds. I mean, like crazy, crazy winds. And I'm like, this will be my luck. My freaking chin hairs are so long and I have no underpants on and I've got my pajamas
this
on
is when I...
and I'm walking the dog and a goddamn palm frong whatever is going to beat me in the head and that's how they're going to find me.
It's
and we're in
true.
This
they're
dumb
heavy.
Puffer.
They can hurt you.
They can really hurt you. And I was like, I'm not going down like that. Not for this dumb dog. Not for Daisy. Sky, maybe.
Maybe.
But I'm not going out for Daisy.
I get it. And there's so many palm leaves, like, in the street.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
they're
crazy.
Sharp, too.
Yeah.
Like, caught you.
Welcome to the weather. The weather. At the I Mom So Hard podcast, I'm drinking a Belgian beer.
I'm drinking
it's my
some,
favorite.
Of the, some of our wine, and it's delicious, by the way.
If you don't know Belgian beers, I highly recommend. Although, be careful. They're higher in alcohol content.
They're pretty beers, too. That one's like, it looks like I should probably drink some of that because it's like a
it's
like a
really
light
pretty.
Wine.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Go to our YouTube page and see.
Not a lot of Belgian beers thrown around ad money, but if that ever became a thing, I'd be happy for product, honestly.
Like, we don't know what happened. Wait, that's Nordic. No, sorry. What's a Belgian accent?
Belgium.
We have no idea what
that's
these,
you.
These two mom on podcast, all our profits go through their...
Yeah.
They're Russian. What are we
what
doing?
Doing? They're German. You Belgian know, is like German, right?
This is not
Isn't
a
it?
Dialect. I think they speak German.
Guys, we're
know.
Not anthropologists. We don't know about geography.
Give us a break, you guys.
You know, we're just hot. We're a couple
or
hot
maybe.
Ladies doing a podcast about sex.
Exactly.
Sex
Tourism
advice.
Board of Belgium. Why don't you send
What's
us
up?
There?
We'll go
give
to
us
Belgium.
A nice trip, and we'll go. And
we'll
correct.
Go. We'll play one of your pubs.
Pubs. Cubs. Clubs.
Theatras. Whatever
yeah.
you
well,
people
any
call.
Any of it. Any of it.
Moving on.
I did. So last night we had a friend over who was our wonderful British.
Yes.
She was our booking agent for a while.
Yes.
And she was like, you should go to the UK and do a show.
Yeah.
And I go, we would do one if they paid for half of a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, that's easy. We can get you a show.
I'm
there.
Like, then do it, man. We've been before the pandemic. We were supposed there was
yeah.
we were gonna.
Oh man, I know.
Potentially go into London. We were potentially gonna go to Australia.
Yep.
There
November
was like
2020.
City, yep, and then it all went away. But we're still. I want to go down under, baby. I want to go stay like no one has ever
so
heard me
scared.
Say that.
No.
My husband's like this.
She just loves a 19-hour flight, you guys.
It was hard. That was
I
a hard
that,
flight. And
I'm
by the
bring
way,
a
when I went
pan to knock you out.
Yeah, what's the opposite of first class? Because that's what I was on. It was
back with the chickens.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
I remember. I've just
tight.
17
like
or 19 hours.
Like a folding chair next to the bathroom door.
The first 8 hours, I handled it. The hours after that, I was like, this isn't. We're not supposed to. Be
humans
here.
Are supposed to travel this way. This
we're,
goes against.
We're really putting ourselves at risk, everybody. We're really putting. They're like
think
blow darting.
What we're
me.
Doing? Yeah.
We
duct taper to
the fact that we were in there for this long.
Duct taper to that folding chair
yeah.
outside the bathroom.
Ugh. And then the flight back was worse because it was the whole time was night was daytime. And when my jet lag was spectacular.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
It was very weird. And you like time travel, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
But super fun. And I was like, oh man, the eggs in Australia. Cause I went to this little cafe every morning and I ate the eggs and you know, they're all free range. It's everything's
oh, yeah.
super healthy.
Which eggs are different when they're
they
not
are different,
like,
but here's why they were different.
Farmed.
I was like, oh my God, this egg sandwich I'm getting
every
day.
They come from a chicken that's like 4 feet tall cause
yeah.
everything's so big.
Yeah. They have all this land to run. I was like, these eggs are so delicious. God, Australia, you're doing it right. Way to go with these eggs. And then like the fifth day I'm there, I'm like, are these just eggs? And he was like, no, we make them with heavy cream. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
That's why they're,
well, then they're
delicious
good,
and why
can,
my thighs are rubbing together.
You can really scald them if you use cream because that
well,
was the big downfall I always had with scrambled eggs.
Oh, man. You put a little cream in scrambled
God,
eggs
so good.
And it's next level.
Our friends, the Grinwalds, they have like 25 chickens or something. And
the
they,
Griswolds?
Grinwalds.
Wait, do I know them? No?
I don't think, no, I've,
oh,
I think
they're in
I've
Nebraska?
Been saying, no, they live out here, but I think I've said a million times you have to meet because you guys would be fast friends, but they have four girls and like 20 some chickens and they will bring us over
They're
eggs.
So good.
You don't have to refrigerate them. They're all different colors. They're all different shapes and like you crack them open and it is a bright orange. Like you can just tell.
They're different.
It's a real egg.
And isn't that weird that you're like, I think also-
But think about it.
Can I ask you a question?
What? Yeah.
Is
it's unfertilized.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
An unfertilized egg. So like the chicken doesn't get any action and then has an egg? Or the chicken gets action but lays the egg?
Nope. So
how
they,
does the egg
it's
happen?
They have, so instead of like dropping one egg a month like a human, they drop like 40 eggs all month long.
Right. So. Which was just basically wherever I'm at in my cycle. That sounded
basically
that sounds
Kristen,
like my 30s.
Yeah. She goes to a veterinarian, yeah, a farm
they were
doctor
like, you
for
have
her
to
cycle.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so they just drop they just drop eggs, but they're not fertilized, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Colin got very upset with me and he's like, how do you not know this? And I'm like, I know it.
I don't know.
I don't know the science.
I still don't understand how fish have babies. I think the eggs come and then they're laid out in the open and then they get fertilized.
Yeah, I think the dads come by.
Will you look it up, Trey?
It's the most satisfying idea of how to fertilize something without having to have sex.
Trey's younger. He just yawned at our hot conversation about chicken sex. Not shocking. We're just only
what
so
28-year-old
cool.
dude is listening to this podcast? The one we hired.
Yep.
It's cool.
Maybe it's cool. Let's go further to tell him about some really embarrassing things.
That have happened this week in particular.
Just this
you
week.
Go
like
first.
In the last 2 days.
I feel like this is us like breaking down crimes, which we also have to talk about that.
Oh, which one? Which one?
Okay, Scott Peterson is up for a new trial based on the Innocence Project because they found new DNA in a van. And I have to say it, I love playing devil's advocate in cases like this. I'm sort of like, well, DNA evidence is a whole different game. And that guy's like, test it. Scott Peterson's like, test it. Like he's not running from it. It's new evidence and it's like new innovation in the last 20 years that they've figured out. But they found a burned out van that was linked to some crimes that were across the street from where she was. And is he a pig? Yes. But they have some pretty damning evidence that shows that the cops were just very much like, hey, simply
zoned
because
in on
you
the
are
one suspect.
It's zoned in on the one suspect, and also because he's an asshole and he was cheating and she's pregnant and
he dyed his hair and ran.
And he dyed his hair and ran. And he also was like pointed to be guilty from the first interview out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I think he's innocent. I'm just saying this is going to be a really interesting, the Innocence Project, I really believe in them. So I'm like, they got to have something because they would never, the PR on this would be so.
They're not dumb people.
They're not dumb people.
Very smart people. So I'll withhold judgment. I listen to everything. When there's like a big case in the news, like I'll get whatever is like public domain to read, like the PDFs of like the court submissions, and I'll just read them because I don't like to do laundry. So but everything I read about that one did point to him.
Yeah.
But if there's new stuff, I'm excited to read it.
I think anytime there's new stuff, and this guy has maintained his innocence at every corner. He's 20 years in.
Man.
I don't know, man. I guess if you're in, like, why not maintain your innocence? Because, like, you've been in there for so long, like, you know, but I do feel like the case is going to be very interesting and I'm excited. I just wanted to start with that so we sound like intelligent people because these next stories are going to tell you that we are not.
Yeah.
But that is not our fault.
We're gonna really dumb it down quite
a bit. We're
going
to dumb it down. You go first.
So it all has to do with getting up the other day and looking at Kristen and I share a calendar.
Oh.
It's pretty great. If you don't share
a calendar with a friend.
With your best friend, then you don't. It's so, I'm like, girl, you got soccer today? And you, how are you in two places at once? You need help? It's just nice to know. You've got to get shit burn off your skin at the dermatologist. Like, now.
I also didn't know for the longest time.
That my husband can see it too.
It occurred to me that your husband was on the same calendar and that I thought it was just Jen. So, like, I literally did. I just, you know, when
Kristen's on her period today. Yeah, and I didn't know too until he was like, can you take me off this calendar?
I know, but I would say like heavy day. Like I would make notes.
Because she does. They believe in the family calendar so intensely.
So intensely.
Yeah.
Like I will even say smug comments because I know my husband's going to read it. Like, picked him up, zero issues. And that's to say because when you pick him up, there's issues. Like I literally have like outward fights with my husband over the calendar that we share that Jen also can see and Britt can also see.
And I think that it's like, it's rudimentary to type stuff in there, but I've like learned to do it. I'll be like Jen lunch or like Jen school for like a block.
Because she won't put that on there. And then I'm like, who's Peggy? And where do I go to lunch? It says I have a lunch
no,
today.
No, but I started
but
doing this.
It won't say that it's her, and then I panic.
She'll call me, who's Ava? And it's her birthday, and I don't get a gift or anything. And I'm like, it's not for you. It's for me.
So we say, now, Kristen, this
birthday
thing,
party. Yeah. Yeah. Or like Jen birthday party or Jen.
But I highly recommend.
Show or whatever.
Just share a calendar with a bestie. It's
Kristen's like, here are my HIPAA forms. I'm going to upload those so that they're ready. They're in the calendar. Like, I know all the stuff that's going on, but it's great because then it's like we can look at it and we're like, hey, we can take this meeting or we can get together to work on our show.
Yeah,
like,
we can.
This is an open time we can podcast. So we've always done this. And I open it up. I always like,
oh, man.
I open it up the night before and I see what's coming like tomorrow, next couple days to like, so there's no surprises. But I don't know why, but I just opened it up that morning, like before I dropped the kids off from school, and I saw that Kristen had an appointment. And I had an appointment, and I just took a screenshot, and I circled it, and I sent it to her with some question marks. We will get to that.
Mm-hmm.
While she was doing that, mine might sound like it was cooler, because I had an eyelash appointment.
Yeah, we get these things put on us.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Boll & Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Boll & Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Boll & Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead. And they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Boll & Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Boll & Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, it usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so
great ones. Sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
Can I pause for a second to tell you I'm taking care of myself a little bit better?
Yes, Jenny. I like hearing that.
I am back on the AG1 train, and I'm so glad that I'm doing it.
I feel
like energized. I feel younger. I feel healthier, girl.
That's right, because I'll tell you, I'm with you. I love AG1. I've been using AG1 for a long time because I'm one of those people that I don't like to take a bunch of pills, and they can kind of make me feel icky. So I love that I can get all of my supplements. I drink it in the morning. It's like a true act of self-care. And then I feel really good. Plus, it covers my nutrient gaps and supports my mental and physical health in just 60 seconds every morning. It also replaces my multivitamin, my pre and probiotic, and my supplements to support energy and focus. And I don't know about you, but I can use more energy and I can use
all of those things. And if I can say something that isn't so concise or smart, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes pretty good in the morning.
It really does. And here's another fun fact. I don't like to admit it, but I am aging. And it is a part of life, but I don't think that aging should prevent me from doing the things that I love, you know, being active and all that good stuff. So I want to do the things that matter for me so I can live as long as possible and take care of myself. So I drink AG1 every morning to support my brain, my gut, my immune health. And it just takes one little scoop a day and I'm laying the groundwork for long-term health.
You guys, she's threatening to join a soccer team for adults. I'm like, you got a torn labrum. Don't do it, girl. But you can do.
AG1 makes me feel like I can.
That's right. It's a good daily habit. It delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's just a great, healthy habit to add every day. Moms, you need self-care. This is a great way to take care of yourself.
That's right. It's a nutritional supplement. It's a foundational supplement. And basically, it's just a one-stop shop to get all the vitamins that you need. And who doesn't need that? And it definitely makes you feel better. And it supports immune health. So it kind of helps you stay healthy when you're around a lot of people that might be bringing some germs home.
Try it, moms. You're going to love your AG1. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily. And that's why they've been a partner of ours for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/mom. That's drinkag1.com/mom. Check it out. We get the eyelash extensions because we...
So easy on the road.
We learned, like, from doing the videos early on that if we don't have the eyelashes on, we don't have time to do a full face of makeup. I, for one, look like I'm a truck stop murderer. Like,
well,
I have no color.
Because I laugh so much. I get, like, all of my mascara goes under my eyes, and I just... It's just a disaster. Not to mention my right eye is smaller than my left. So when I get the eyelash extensions, it kind of holds up my lid. Because that's where I'm at in my life. Like, my lids are getting so heavy.
It props it
that
up.
That it's, like, pushing my eye down. So sometimes I get, like, extra help to, like, push it up. And it kind of looks like I'm not winking.
Yeah. We've never...
It's the best thing I do for myself.
I brought my 84-year-old mother-in-law to get some.
They look so good on her.
You guys. She's always like, your eyelashes are so pretty. I go, let's go get some.
Yeah.
Just try them one time. And like, she took pictures and felt pretty. And yeah, like, it's great. It's fun to do. Do it for a special occasion. Or like I like to do it, I find an excuse to do it every 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep.
It's good for us if we have to do photos, do videos, do whatever. Also, you have to have your eyes closed for the hour that they fix them. And so you...
get a little nap. They like call it.
It's
like,
my favorite when you're in a room. If you're going like cheap, you have like eight women in the same room with you.
No, my place does have that, but there's like long drapes in between, and it's like it's pretty and it's all pink and blue or pink.
I've literally been to places where I'm like in somebody's Buick, and they're like, "Let me put the seat back."
No, I know you save me a couple bucks. Cash, I'll be like, "I'm on a ping pong table, and I can hear your neighbors fighting."
I'm like, "Put them on."
Yeah. But this place, it's like really cute. I think there's like one, two, three or four or five. It's like in a strip mall by my optometrist.
Yeah.
So I love it. And I love the girl that does them. And I had an appointment. And before I went, I had some leftover stew. So you're in this. Okay. Let me back up. Okay. So you're in this room separated by only like gorgeous for show drapes. Everybody whispers because they know that everybody's falling asleep. Every once in a while, there's some jackass who like gets on fucking speakerphone.
Crazy.
People don't know that there's just, you can talk into the phone without having it on full volume. It's so upsetting.
Everybody needs to take a class.
It's like very quiet in there. It's so quiet that there's this cute little diner like next door. And every once in a while, you can hear just like plate click, stack click, or something click, like click. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So it's lovely. And once you're asleep, it's totally fine. I do this thing where I'll like jerk myself awake
a lot.
I know.
That must be a thing because people fall asleep.
So asleep.
Yes.
So asleep.
It's my favorite thing.
Okay. So I get there early and I had just had leftover stew, which I never have any problems with. It's like my old family recipe. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I thought nothing of it. But the second that I pull into the parking space, I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
My stomach is very loud right now. And I was like,
you do have a loud, like when your stomach is digesting or you're hungry, Jen's stomach is so loud.
It's loud.
Hilarious to me. We'll be in meetings and it'll go,
you know what?
Everybody thinks it's me 100%.
No, it's so me.
And it's like this cute little Jen and it's like,
I did a voiceover thing one time and the guy I was with was like acting like he was shooting wild animals because it was growling so bad. But because I don't eat breakfast. And so then by the time I get to lunch, I'm like,
you're
famished.
Hungry.
Yeah. So it's, and it's just like my habit. And it's a bad one. I know. I don't hear about it from, don't send me letters or whatever.
About not eating breakfast?
Yes. Everybody's got huge opinions on not eating breakfast. But I have like half and half in my coffee, which the doctor's like, it's got carbs, it's got fat.
You're I don't think there's anything wrong with not eating breakfast. If you're not hungry, don't eat.
That's my thing.
That's just the truth.
And people who do, my husband and I do a lot of intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And so like, if you can get like 14 or 16 hours of not eating
it's good. Really good.
Yeah. So I don't, it's not always my intent, but it is my habit now.
Yeah.
So I was super hungry. I just ate it too fast. And then I get in the car and it's very loud. And I was like, oh God, I don't want my stomach this loud when I'm laying there. Like, she's going to hear it. It's loud, you guys. It's like an echo chamber in that place, okay? And then I start to feel like lower, like kidney pains.
Oh.
And I was like, am I going to have diarrhea? What is going on? Right? You know that feeling where you're like,
yes, am I going to shit my pants? Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Well, I was in the parking lot, so I'm like, there's a Starbucks over there. There's a CVS right there.
Yeah, you're starting
right
to do
there.
Your bathroom math.
And I know that there's one inside the very quiet eyelash place.
You're also starting to do, Trey's over here. Like, you're also doing that thing where you do that weird stare where you're like you're counting, like, is this?
It's literally like that scene from Poltergeist where you're like, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000.
Yeah,
like you just know it's getting closer and closer to explosion. So I was like, okay, Jen, just like meditate. I had like two ginger mints and I was like,
had you gone in yet? You're in the car.
I was still in the car
because okay,
I was like, I could bail. I don't have another time to do this. It's like, I still would have had to have paid for the appointment too, is the thing.
Also,
you can't like.
Getting your lashes is like, listen,
I have like
in another life,
eye.
That's what we would do. We would be lashers because they're always booked. Like
you can't
I have to
in.
Like throw a Hail Mary to get into my chick. And I'm like, come on. Or I end up going down to this other joint where I look like a pornographer when I come out.
Yeah,
I'm like not
you do
doing
a drag
that.
Queen bingo.
Like literally
yeah.
they come out and it looks like I have caterpillars on my eyes. And I'm like, this is not what I need at teacher conferences.
No, I know.
So,
I look like
anyway,
Trixie Mattel sometimes if I go
I look
to the
like,
wrong person.
Like a weird doll that's like.
So I didn't want to do that. I was like, I think I'm going to be okay.
She's I'm going to be fine. What could happen on a heated table? yeah. in a room full of people
and
that have to be quiet.
Even though I'm like starting to sweat a little bit, I still think I'm going to be okay. But because I was early, so I go in there and my girl's finishing up doing somebody else's. And I waved and I was like,
I'm just going to go.
And I literally had this conversation. You know, I'm a real confident crapper.
She really is. I really am. It's enviable.
Yeah. I just will go in and do it. But I was like, this could be bad. This could be loud. This could be five people getting their lashes done. I did have to talk myself into like, Jen, if your body has to go. It was like I was my own toddler. I was like, if your body has to go.
Poo-poo time.
Let it go. Turn the water on to drown out some of the sound.
Poo-poo time.
Whatever you have to do, let's do this. And I go in there and I'm like, it's not happening. And I think, honestly, the ginger mints that I took, I think worked because I didn't.
That's a strong ginger mint.
I didn't go, but I even was like, I'm going to sit here for just a minute and make
sometimes
sure I'm okay.
Just have it doesn't to toot-toot.
Like foot. That's what I was hoping. That's what I was hoping, you know? And that like it would, that would be it.
Yeah.
And I was fine. So
you're fine.
I left and I, you know, leave the bathroom and it's all in good shape. I didn't do anything embarrassing in there. But when I leave, there's this woman who had just gotten her eyelashes done, like waiting. And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, sorry. Because I was like.
Trey's face.
What? Do you know?
Trey's face is like literally this conversation is like.
You hate. You're going to. He hates
us. You know
what?
Women poop. Okay, man?
Yeah.
And we also do poop math. We're like, I always want to say, even if it is me that pooped, I always want to say, go be careful in there. I don't know who did that.
Whoever
that was not
in
me.
There before me.
I always feel the need to like shame the person before me when it's like, it could be me or it was the person before me. I just need them to know that that my poop smells like roses.
Yeah, I want you to know I'm not a gross pooper.
I'm not a human being. Really, that person before me was, what a disaster.
I will tell you, I can destroy a toilet, but I will clean it afterwards. I don't know what
you
kind
need
of
to
sociopaths.
Talk to my children.
Literally, I don't.
My like, husband thinks it's perfectly fine.
No,
to flush, but if there's residue,
no,
because we have low water toilets now. No. He thinks it'll clean in a few flushes. I'm like,
but
it's not your flush.
I have to look at it. I have to look at it. I don't walk in there and imagine what happened before I was in there.
I'm like, why do I have to? I want to poop in a clean situation. I don't want our poop to mix. We already mixed our eggs and sperm.
Yeah,
like I don't need it.
No
there
more are
bodily
just fluids between
mixing.
The lines shouldn't cross.
It's
there.
Disgusting.
You know,
his confidence in pooping is next level. I'm like, Colin, take the toilet brush and clean it out.
Well,
what, you're just going to have our friends over and then there's like residue toilet?
Are you kidding me? You like, listen, my kids will leave an unflushed toilet. It is obviously a kid.
When there's a unflushed toilet and there's a big
tiny,
game in there.
Yeah.
That's a kid. Make no mistake, even if it's giant, that's a kid that didn't flush.
Yes.
If there's residue, it's my husband.
Well.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, you're 6 foot four on a low water toilet. You
can,
have no
you
business just standing up.
Just throw a little extra TP in there and give it a second flush, a courtesy flush.
I think there should be a courtesy flush during.
During
after,
is probably
and
the
one
most
more time.
I say that to my daughter.
Which low water is garbage for that very reason.
All
we're
the time.
Ourselves.
I say to her, I'm like, when you're pretty much done, just give it
give
a flush.
A flush.
Other people have to use this space after you. It's
don't
just
turn on
polite.
The heater. What's that about?
Oh, God.
Okay,
I can't.
Anyway,
so
you're.
So I don't do anything. Nothing. It could have been bad. Again, try ginger
mint.
She
had a ginger mint.
They're from Trader Joe's. Had two of them.
Yeah.
Had two of them. I think they did something. I don't know. So I lay down and to do my lashes, you know, and she goes in. And then she's in there, you know, she's in there for a while.
Into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
And.
Oh, no.
She leaves. She leaves, you guys. I hear it all happening. My eyes are closed. I'm making small talk with my eyelash girl. She leaves. And then I hear the owner because I know her voice. She's there every now and again. I hear her say something and then go into the bathroom. And I hear her instantly flush the toilet.
Did you go at all?
I didn't
a
go
little
at
dibble
all.
Dabble?
I did nothing.
You did nothing?
I did.
Oh, God.
I didn't even
this
toot.
Is like my
I did
worst nightmare.
Nothing. I did absolutely nothing, but I know it seemed like I was in there for a long time.
Because you were trying to relax.
I was just trying to ease into
and
the poop
the way,
and let it happen.
And by the way, nobody needs to comment on how long you're in there.
No, I never do that, by the way. I am like efficient. I'm like
you are.
Flushing with a foot and washing just so I can like get out because I know somebody in a oneer. I know somebody else needs
it.
Well,
as women too, I'm like, look, if we're all waiting for the bathroom, speed it up, be efficient, do your business, get in front of the mirror later. Like you don't need to get in there and like check your phone.
Sing happy birthday when you're watching. Just come on, foam it up and go. Yeah. So I hear her flush when she first goes in there. I hear water go on.
Oh,
I hear another flush right away. There's like a little bit of a commotion in there. And
a commotion
I'm like,
in the commode?
In the commode. And I'm like, everybody thinks
you
I
did
like
this.
Truck stop shat all over the walls of this place. That's what everyone is thinking right now. If somebody went in there after me. She wasn't maybe in there as long as me, but she was in, it was her. She should own that.
Yes.
Like that was her that was in there. I cannot tell
you. Did you eyeball her? Did you point her? Man, I would have been like, table number three. It was table number three.
She left. She'd left the building. I heard her say goodbye, and I'm laying there with my eyes shut, getting the eyelashes done.
Because what you don't know, if you don't get eyelash extensions, what they do is like, they put these like iPads under your eyes, and then you're pot committed. You cannot open your eyes for another hour.
That's why I was like,
they put this, I'm sure this is good for you, glue and fumes and shit, but you can't open your eyes. You're not supposed to open your eyes for an hour.
And that's why I was like, I need to try and go before I get on the table, you know, lay down to relax and whatnot. Also because I do always fall asleep. And every once in a while I'll like jerk to like do that like baby thing where you fall asleep and it wakes you up. And sometimes like if I've had a cold or something like that, or my allergies are bad, I will go like,
I know.
And then I'm like,
I hear women go,
I go, oh my God, Christina, I'm a disgusting human. She's like, you're fine.
It happens all the time.
I know. Don't worry about it. Or I'll jerk and I'm like, did I knock everything off?
I would like to surprise you. When I'm getting my eyelashes done, often she's like, don't worry, we only have like 10 more minutes. Cause I'm like, doing stuff with my arms and like messing with my hands and my feet are starting to go. And she's like, I just need you to hold still for 10 more minutes. And I'm like,
bite on this
stick.
We've
been in here for a long time.
I know. I love it.
If you're not ADD as F, then it can be a very relaxing. Nice,
it's like a spa-like experience.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you'll have a steamer or not a steamer, but like a essential oils thing going. Yeah. They try to make it very spa-like. It's lovely.
My Lasher and I are very different politically. So it starts with two.
I don't want to know that.
A back and forth of two lines and then we're quiet.
She needs to shut that mouth and just tell me you're right. Like, it's all about customer service.
Like she'll say something and I'm like, now I feel fine to be quiet.
Maybe we should not talk.
That's what I think in my head. I go, okay.
Yeah.
And then I lay there and then I'm like, when is this over? Okay, anyway. So you're in there. They think you've done the deed in the bathroom.
I think everybody's laying there listening to all this commotion in the bathroom what did that chick do?
Yes.
What did that one in bed one do that has got woman cleaning this?
And of course they're not thinking about it at all, but you're like, oh God, they're all sitting up and looking at me like, Judas.
I told myself, I was like, you don't fall asleep because if your stomach starts to make noise
they're all going to point at you.
They're all going to think that it's me that did whatever happened in there that caused like about five or six flushes and water and cleaning.
There was a plumbing issue.
There was something, yes. So
did she go in after you? This woman
went
in after you?
After. She was waiting to go in there after me.
Dude.
So I'm laying there and I am so scared that I'm going to get the blame for this. And it's different than
like Jen,
if I deserve the blame.
Yeah. Jen, did you go into our bathroom recently? We saw you go in there.
Yeah.
Did you destroy it?
Here's the bill from the plumber.
Hi. We'd just like to say bravo.
Yeah.
We're impressed.
He said he's never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, that looked like a Coke can. That wasn't you. You can't even take that.
That was not me.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We'll be right back.
So I'm super embarrassed about it. I'm like trying so hard to stay awake, but I'm so exhausted that I keep doing the jump scare things to myself. I'm falling asleep. I'm snoring. I'm doing it. And then all of a sudden, as I'm laying there, the woman who's getting her eyelashes done on the other side of the curtain farts so loudly that it woke me up. And I was scared that I had done it because it was so loud. It was like stereophonic. And I was like, oh God, it wasn't me. So I wake up just like startled and just like listening to anybody. I assess. I'm like, I don't think that was me. I think I would feel like if I
had to. That's a ripper.
It was so loud.
People have no shame.
She was asleep, I'm sure. I am positive she was asleep because I listened and nobody said anything over there. I was even listening for my girl to like giggle or something like that. And everybody was dead silent.
It's got to happen all the time. You're so relaxed.
For sure.
But it's all like.
But then I was like, all of this, somebody on the other side of the room was like, oh my God, get Ebola girl out of here. Because what else is going to happen now?
Like, she ruined the bathroom. She's on table one. She's letting it rip. We're 2 seconds away from her crap in her pants.
I don't trust these curtains.
Yeah,
these
curtains are not enough. There's not enough. She's going to explode.
It was. Okay. So, and I said to my girl, I just don't want to use her name in this context because I was like, hey, am I snoring really loud? And she's like, no, you're fine.
Oh, no.
And I go, I'm making any noise? And she goes like, no.
That wasn't you, Jen.
Oh, my God. I know what it was not me. Because I heard it. I know what direction it came from. And I wouldn't have worried that it was me. Like, you know when you fart yourself awake. But I was so scared and nervous and already felt like the criminal already. Yeah. And then I've never heard that happen before in an eyelash situation.
You can't blame that on the chair.
And, you know, those tables are like vinyl and they put resonance to it.
They put warmers on there. I'm telling you.
I'm going to do an impression. It was like this.
That might not have been from the back end. She's like,
it might have traveled.
You never know. A little air up there.
It was. Yeah.
You've been holding it in all day. You lay down and the wind escapes you.
She's
probably
feels like,
so much relief.
I don't know that she was looking me in the eye too much. I still feel like she might.
You think there's a chance it might have been you?
No, I don't think
but
the fart
think
was
she
me.
Thinks,
but I think she thinks that bathroom was me because she was not making the strong eye contact.
She was also not doing the thing where like, no, we absolutely know who it was.
Yeah.
She was like, it's hard to say.
Yeah. One of you two is really problematic.
But then you defending yourself makes you look so guilty.
So
it wasn't me. No, I swear. It wasn't me. It must have been her. She walked out. She walked out really fast. It means it was her. It was her. It wasn't me. They're like, madam.
I kind of want to text her and
oh my God.
Just see.
You've got to let it go. Literally. You kind of already did.
I did it. But it was a perfect shitstorm.
Well,
shit
cheers
storm.
To you. Cheers.
Yeah. How cool am I?
You're
cool.
Am I? I've got a pretty
Lots
good one,
of,
too.
Okay.
Okay.
Based on that same day?
With this all happening the same day, because you know that you saw my calendar. Well, I would just like to say, and I would like to dedicate this story to my friend Laura Davis. I'm using her first name and her last name.
Yep.
Laura Davis now lives in D.C. on Capitol Hill.
Ooh.
Okay. She's fancy.
Wow.
And she has two beautiful kids, and she has a beautiful husband. And I think it's fair that this happened to her because you can't have all good things all the time.
Yeah.
You got to eat the rich.
You got to need a humbling experience.
You need a humbling experience. So my friend Laura, who I love so much, she was in my wedding. I was in her wedding.
She doesn't have to wear an ounce of makeup.
Not an ounce. She looks like Julia Roberts.
Absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful, like chiseled. Just she's so effortless, it pisses me off. Like she just like, literally she was like, well, we have to go. We were going to go have drinks with friends that were in an improv group with us. And she like just got up. And I was like, we've been sitting on the couch for like 6 hours. I'm going to put on some mascara. This is like, I'm not there yet. Like I can go, but I just don't want everybody that I haven't seen in a while to think that I'm on hard times.
Yeah.
So she's so fun. It was so fun to hang out. So our whole plan was we were going to go to the Madonna concert.
Yeah. Sounds very, very cool.
Right.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've been planning this trip for like 6 months and she comes in on a flight. I hug her Like, I've never hugged anybody.
Big old hug.
And she's got the thickest, most naturally curly hair you've ever seen. It's long. It's so long right now, you would die. It's yeah. so long. It's just bushy and big. And it's like an octopus. You like hug her and her hair just like wraps itself in you, you know? And I'm so excited to see her. And then she's like, this is, by the way, we are at the Madonna concert. We are not pre-Madonna concert. We are at the Madonna concert. And she's like, oh my God, I miss you so much. Oh my God, this is so, I can't believe. She's like kind of crying. She's like, by the way, Bernadette Advice. And I'm like, I just literally hugged your hair. Like with my head. My head and your head rubbed heads. And we're going to go to the Madonna concert. She goes, well, I probably don't have it. And I'm like, you do not know how lice work. And since I'm a frequent flyer, I'm going to tell you, you absolutely have it.
I will have you know.
I will have you know.
Head lice expert at this point.
First time my daughter was in a salon chair, it was for a lice check. You have never seen anything sadder than sweet little precious baby Eleanor, who is 2.5 and just this little roly-poly wearing a wife beater t-shirt and her hair slicked back.
Getting the tight
braids.
And
she looked like she was in a mob boss. She was like, literally, she didn't have enough hair to do the braids, so they did two little ponytails that just stuck up. Yeah. And that was her first time in a salon chair. And then there's me like, and Finn is like, the lice are like just jumping off of Finn's head. We were absolutely the contagion, no question. So we go to the Madonna concert. I have thoughts about Madonna. It was good. It wasn't as great as I wanted it to be. Also, she starts 2.5 hours late, and quite frankly,
I don't think that's okay. Absolutely.
By the way, your demo lady
is a little bit older.
A little bit older.
Yeah.
And when I tell you she was 2.5 to 3 hours late, that is not an exaggeration. Like we got to the forum, we saw her go on, she started at 10. She played for 2 hours.
And the forum has a midnight out, hard out.
That's so funny you say that, because I think she does it on purpose, because when she did her last number, by the way, she looked tired. She'd done like 60 shows, fair. She's 67 years old, killing it, but looked tired. That the time where most bands do an encore, this shit like shut down, boosh, lights up. And like
somebody's sweeping like ants,
just ants of 50-year-olds like leaving the building, right? But so
of course she does it on purpose, because there's
she
no
only has to play for 2 hours.
For it.
Yeah, I know. It's some gay dude in we talked about this in New York sued her.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's like such a rude, and she made a joke about it. And I was like,
no, it's
you
rude.
Know what? We're not late. Like, we're not Madonna, but we're not late. Like, just be on time. People have lives. You know, we run by a schedule. Clearly, a Google calendar runs.
Let me explain to you something called a babysitter, Madonna.
Oh, my God.
So they're not called full-time staff nannies who watch your kids for you.
No.
You literally pay them by the hour. And sometimes they're young people who can't be there till 2 a.m.
Nope. And also, you're like racking up the dough and your ticket wasn't cheap to begin with.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we go to the concert. I go, this was not Laura's idea. This was my idea. I said, maybe we should just go get you a lice check just in case.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm sure it's probably fine. I'm like, we're going. I know a place. I'm a frequent flyer.
And while we're at it, put your head out of the window while in my car.
Yeah, put your head out of the window. I know what you're doing. So we go in, and I know she was like 50-50 whether she had it or not, leaning towards not having it, right?
She was hopeful.
She was hopeful. Dummy. Rookie move. She's got littles. Rookie move. Yeah. And so they sat her in the chair and like found a couple, just like one or two in her big ass bushy hair. And I'm like, there is zero chance that I don't have it. Like you 100% gave it to me, because that little knit went on your tentacle and jumped onto my head and was like, oh, we've been here before. This
God,
is
I'm
fun.
Itching my head. So
I know
much
everybody's
right
going to start itching. So we spent the first 3 days of our time together getting lice checks. And you want to know how you know somebody's had a lice check? It's always a French braid. It's always like a mom, like in her 40s, with a very tight French braid that looks wet. That lady's had a lice check. And she's not stopping her life. Once they get the lice out, once they pull the lice
from
your head.
They're not your clothes and stuff?
Oh, yes. That's a whole nother deal. So the inconvenience of lice is the hardest thing about lice, because you have to obviously wash all your sheets in super hot, or you have to bag everything and leave it in there for 2 weeks so the lice die. Everything you touched, everything that you used on your hair, you wore, all of it. So then it's like, let's go. And I'm like, Laura, let's go. So we, you know, had to like wash everything. But on some level, and this sounds so dumb, it was kind of a silly, funny adventure that
totally.
We were on.
Yeah.
We both had these slick back braids. Of course, hers looked amazing. and I looked like I was doing time. Honestly, yeah. Like yeah. My hair is so, I have like thin hair, but I have a lot of hair. So like you could just see my scalp. Hers looks like she like went and like got a Kardashian braid, and mine is like, and like, you know, my silver is like showing. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So my little French braid is like, and hers are like two huge Dutch braids like sitting on her hair.
Her hair was so pretty that we just had fun with it. We did a couple TikTok styles. I know, TikTok
they were like, you have such pretty hair. And yeah. I'm over here like, I look like I'm like Charlie Brown, like I have three pieces. So they do the first check.
I'm so itchy.
I know. So they do the first check and I'm like, they don't find any. I'm cleared. And I'm like, this has never happened to me. And then the next day I'm like, nope, I've got it. And so I'm itching all day. The journey that I put myself on
emotionally
yeah. was so much. So we spent the next 2 days together and I'm like, she gave me lies. I know it. And I can't let it go. So then she gets on a plane and I like no more like put her on the plane. I was calling the place. So I was like, I need a recheck. I think they're hatching in my head.
Yeah.
And I went in again, this woman, and I'm not joking, goes, you look really familiar to me.
Oh no.
And I go, well, I do this thing about being a mom. I'm like a mom comedian. And she goes, no, I think I remember you being in here before.
Dick. Oh, like, man. Oh, no, yeah. You have a punch card here, ma'am. You have one of her. This is a picture of you, isn't it? For our customer
yeah,
of the month.
Yep,
for
that was. Yep, that's me up there.
Couple
it's,
times.
It's weird that I've been here so many times. You have a picture of me on your wall, like. I went to your wedding. It's cool.
Listen,
I paid for your wedding. It's cool.
It's coming down the pike for me too, because I think it's actually you're more likely to get it back east. Like my husband has had lice like six times because they wear winter hats.
And they share. And you share helmets.
You hang them next to each other and all of that stuff.
Here's the truth though. Like you can just make yourself crazy about worrying about it. Obviously yeah. there's things you can do to sort of like work a little smarter. Here's a tip. They love clean hair. So if you're like washing your kid's hair every day, stop. You don't need to wash your kid's hair every day anyway.
If it's oily enough, they just slide right off that
Tell
hair.
You that. So, two to three times a week is all you need to wash your hair anyway. So they love clean hair. They like, you know, they basically, this is gross. They basically jump in your head and they lay eggs. So that's why you have to have two checks. You have to have the time you were exposed and 4 or 5 days later, they see it. So it really is just going to one of those nip places, having a lady go through with a comb and like handling it. It's not a big deal. But I do remember the first time it happened for us, I was mortified. First of all, Finn's head was full of them, which means he had gone like a couple weeks without me knowing. But in all fairness, my son's hair is
very
like
thick.
It's like a scrub brush. It doesn't even make sense. It wicks water.
He's got like a husky undercoat.
He
too.
Sure does. It's like a lab. You know, like you have to like get in there to see his scalp.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was looking for. So when we went in, he has like what looks like a perm, you know, and they're like,
ma'am, let me show you what we're seeing here. They part it and it's like the Trolls movie where there's little like mushroom parties
and
stuff.
You have no idea. It's exactly what happened. And I Insta started bawling. And I'm not a crier. You know that. It overwhelmed me how demoralized I felt, how shameful I felt, how embarrassed I felt. Look, it's like herpes. Like I made one call and it was to the last person I was with. It was Jen. I was my responsibility is to the last person I was with. And it was Jen.
It happened to be a birthday party.
But I was like, hey Jen, everything's cool. I have lice. So does everybody. Thanks for the party. We love the
great
hat.
Party. We had a really good time.
We had a really good time.
We have lice. Hopefully you don't bite.
Yeah. We hope. Send me the bill. So, but I really hope that like, if there's any new moms listening that you know that like, God, I was there and I felt like I felt like a really bad mom. Cause I like didn't catch it. And like, how the hell are you supposed to catch everything? Now, if they are growing and they are visible.
Okay.
That is different.
Let me argue with you there too. In defense of new
it
moms.
It can look like dandruff, by the way.
Yes. So both of my kids had tremendous cradle cap. So like Delilah, I didn't stop doing the olive oil thing until she was about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
She kept getting it. So, and as you're like doing that, you don't get all the flakes. You kind of, so you let the olive oil like soak into their head and then you take like a really thin comb and like pull it up.
You make them look like a mob boss.
Yes. You're like, pull it. It's so greasy. You don't get the olive oil out.
Yeah.
You don't get all the flakes out. You just detach them so they eventually like get washed out.
They all look like they're on Game of Thrones when you're done with them because their hair is so greasy. Oh, they look like they live in medieval times.
So many times I've looked at their cradle cap and I've been like,
that's definitely lice
because it's kind of stuck to the follicle or something like that. Thought for sure that it was. My husband's got hair like Finn.
Yeah. It's just when he was endlessly thick.
Yeah. So he had it all the time.
I don't know how we don't have it all the time. I don't know how we don't have these things literally all the time. And the only thing I can think of it is back in like medieval times or early days. First of all, tea tree oil is a really popular and mint is a popular like natural remedy for lice.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how did we survive with, and there's countries still that deal with lice all the time.
They always had lice.
Bad breath, body odor, underarm hair. Like you didn't brush your teeth. How did anybody have sex?
Working full time in a brothel, man. Yeah, by the like end of a shift.
You've got 18 kids and you're in a hut.
Oh my God.
Dude,
yeah,
No wonder they died at 30. They're like, take me, Jesus.
I'd be like, I cannot do this anymore.
We've done enough.
So when Trey's from Florida, you guys didn't have lice. You don't remember lice being a big thing.
Do you have lice? One time?
You had
at camp?
One time.
Did you go to camp? Man, camp.
I feel like...
It's like everybody's... they're rubbing everything
Florida
together.
Florida of the southern states, I feel like that's going to be a place you're going to get lice,
right?
You get
lice no matter where you live.
I think so. It feels like a big, huge crab state, too. No offense.
That's because of the villages. Saying, what's up? I hope to live there someday.
It's because of Daytona Beach.
I went to spring break there.
And it's just pubic louse,
it's pubic louse.
Okay.
I'm much happier getting lice than crabs. If I had crabs right now, that would be...
Then you'd feel bad.
That's a venereal disease, right? Is that because your stuff rubbed on other stuff that had the crabs? Is it veggie crabs?
It's pubic lice. You can definitely get
it. It's pube lice?
Yeah.
Do they go through with a comb? Ouch.
They do. There's soaps and stuff like that. I don't know. I haven't had it. But yes. So that's, ew. You do get it from, but you,
and
it's
I've
not
been
even
to
sex
some
necessarily.
Some really hoary spring break
situations.
My God. I didn't get hoary because I got a super fucking bad sunburn, and I think that's God's way of protecting me.
Literally saved your life.
I went
with
to Panama,
sunburn.
Or no, Panama City? No, wait.
Panama City? Yeah.
No.
Lake Havasu?
Where did I go? Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
I went to, what's the other, not Daytona. What's the, Texas. What's
Galveston?
The one in Texas? Nope. What's the other one? Padre Island.
South Padre Island.
You know why I couldn't remember it?
Because you had fun.
Because I couldn't. That was the spring break where you had, because I'm 100, you had a regular camera. I had a point and shoot camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at a party with a bunch of dudes. This is right before I got so sunburned that I got sick. And I was with a bunch of girls. We were at a party with a bunch of dudes. Everybody's really cute. It was super fun. I was like, what's up? Maybe I'll finally make out. And then I was at the pool and all of a sudden my camera was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were swimming and then my camera came back. And then I went and got those pictures developed and there were just 25 wiener pictures. And I think they were 25 different wieners. I didn't know.
That's great.
But based on the swimming trunks being different is the only way I could tell. And one guy was not circumcised. That one confused me. But I was like 25
Kristen
different
dogs. Somebody needs to call the doctor because something doesn't look right here.
This looks like a puppet.
Yeah.
Why is this wearing a hat?
Hold on. Let me copyright this idea. Don't anybody steal this idea. Because today I was wondering, how come there's not an app called TikTok, right? Where it's a place you can go if you're looking for that kind of content. Maybe there is already.
It's dating apps and TikTok.
Okay.
It's TikTok.
I'm just saying that if anybody wants to develop that with me.
We do have a theory that if anybody sends you a wiener pic unsolicited, you didn't ask for it, you get free domain.
It's yours.
It's yours to do with whatever you want, which is also contact their employer.
If you ask for it, you are making an agreement to protect that. You are in a mutually agreed upon sexual relationship.
I would just like to say I've been married for how many years? 13. How old's Finn? 13. I've been married 13 years. I've never once asked for a picture of my husband's wiener. And I'm perfectly happy with it, but I've never asked for a picture of it.
Mine won't send them.
You're disgusting. I know. God, Jen, you filthy bitch.
Let's get back to the point. All right. Let's get back
I'm the
to
filthy
the
bitch with lies. I don't have it.
So what was I going to say?
Well, okay. We were saying so like when, sort of the shame involved in like.
I know, but when you grow up someplace that has cold weather, yes. You're more likely to get it. And I remember all the way through elementary school in Nebraska, there would be this woman, Miss Stoltenberg, who would come in and she would have a line up at the front of the class and you would sit in a chair in front
fully
of her.
Fully in front
she
of everybody.
Change a new pair of gloves and grab two popsicle tongue depressors and go through your hair. And what would she do if she found them? Be like, no, no, you sit over there. And
you want to know what they
sit
did?
Over there.
Green petal.
No.
Yes. I remember they would go like this. They put us in a line on a chair and there was a nurse that would go through and they would sort of like, this one's got it. She's got to go. And I do remember there being a stigma exists because there was stigma to begin with. And I do remember that there was sort of this notion that if you were unhygienic, that's how you got lice. And let me just put that to rest. It doesn't mean shit. All it means is that you have an active kid who's around other kids who shared a helmet or gave a hug, and lice is not a big deal, and do not feel like you've done something wrong because it's silly. The math on it, once you have them and they teach you about them, you're like, oh, that's just because this kid has been living. There's a dad on our baseball team and I get it. By the way, to get rid of them costs a ton of money. And to have the checks and to have the, it's making my head.
I think people are showing off that they're rich. They're like, look, we're casual. We wear pajama bottoms all the time. But
But I do think like it is crazy expensive. Insurance sometimes covers it, but but I was like we were all out the door, all four of us when we had the case that we gave up to an entire school was $400 just to walk out of the first check, which I was like, that's a lot of money. To a family, $400. I was like, we don't just have that sitting around.
Yeah.
So it felt like that was really hard. And then we also paid for like all the teachers.
get their check.
Aww. We were like, we did it.
Oh, but it probably
we didn't know. But it was just an act of goodwill that it felt like the right thing to do. I was like, these teachers, God, they should never have to pay for a lice check. Like teachers.
Yeah, it should be part of their.
Oh my God. And they should be able to go and get them whenever they want and it not be. They don't have to pay.
But also they can because teachers know lice so well. They can be like,
generally,
hey, check me out. Let
I
me know.
I think the nurse
can do it.
Can do it and can kind of tell. Yeah. So when you go to the nurse and you have her look at it, the teachers can kind of get cleared. But I do think like you cannot worry about it all the time. We had a dad on a baseball team who was so worried that there would be shared helmets that he made himself sick. It was crazy.
Gosh.
Like his kid would
just worries
done.
He about everything though. That's somebody
I
that
think
worries
so.
About everything.
I was like, bro, don't do team sports. I don't know what to tell you. Everybody's using everybody's helmets.
Yeah.
You can try. Hey man, nobody in the sports game is like, let's share equipment. They're like, no, you need to have all your fancy own equipment. I would love if we would share.
Oh my God.
But when it comes to lice,
if anybody has any old lacrosse sticks, we really keep leaving them at the park.
But I do think like it's going to happen, especially with the babies. They're going to put on a helmet that it isn't theirs and they might get lice and there you go.
And they're going to lay on each other.
Oh my God.
Like their hair is going
to
touch.
Lice is just an indicator. But I would like to say back to my friend, Laura Davis. Thanks.
You brought me
spice and lice.
Yep.
Wonderful. I love her so much.
I know. It's such a great story. It's such a...
We were really battling because...
Because that's moms getting together. They're like, hey, we're going to go to Madonna Girls Weekend.
Yeah. First thing
we've
first.
We've both got lice.
Lice check.
That's the difference between college and being a parent. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just made fun of her the whole time.
Yeah.
I just was like, I'm so glad that
you
brought...
wash your hands?
Brought so much joy and your dirty ass lice with you from fancy ass DC. This is what you get for marrying a dentist.
She never gives anybody that hard time for sure.
No, she's the best.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't give somebody a hard time about something that they really would feel bad about. Yeah.
But I would try to like lighten the mood. Like definitely was like, I'm going to kick your ass
I think I'd say the wrong thing.
What do you mean?
I think I would make a joke that was like too...
I think you would feel immediately concerned about the person's feelings, and then you would be like, no, it's okay. It wasn't me.
I have lice right now.
No, it was the lady before you. That's who had the lice. It wasn't me. I don't know. I don't know who farted. It wasn't me. I'm the one with lice. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Did I do it when I was sleeping? Who knows?
I did not fart that loud. I would own it, you guys. My husband farted, and I got up and looked for burglars one time. And he goes... what are you doing? I'm like, I heard a suspicious sound. And he was like, oh God. No.
When my husband didn't know I was home one time, I literally thought like something was dying in our kitchen and he was just letting it rip. And I
walking
go,
around.
What is wrong with you? And he goes, I hold these in all day. And I'm like, God, Jesus, yeah, what are you eating?
Humans are gross. You guys,
we're disgusting.
That's what I was going to say. Is like, if the school called and said your kids have fleas in their hair,
you're like, yeah, that's
I wouldn't be that surprised because we have four dogs. We have a very treed area. They're out. They're playing like all the time. Like, it's just going to happen if you're like living your life.
I think we're just gross as humans. We all need to be a lot
less. We need to act like we're not an animal, because we are.
We
like,
are.
I've said this before. When my husband and I were dating, he got ringworm. I don't know, you guys.
I got ringworm one time when I made out with a dude on a wrestling mat.
Well, that's what wrestling mats are for.
Yeah, they're I got it right on my cheek.
Oh, you're lucky it was in staff. Oh, my God.
Was it?
God.
I don't know. It was great. 3 days of that on my cheek. Well, like, who wants to date this lady?
I mean, also, probably the reason my husband got ringworm is because he has Lyme disease, which he got from a tick bite because he was like...
Ticks are next level.
They carry so much disease.
Man, yeah. You knew when you got a tick, you'd like, because I'm from the, you know, I lived in the country, so I would feel one and my mom was always like, you can't just pull them out. You think
you
gotta can.
Burn them.
You got to burn them. So I would know that she would come, I'd be like, I had a tick and I'd see the box of matches come out and I was like, God damn it. They would do like a needle thing.
One of my friends too lived on a farm and she was always running around barefoot and you do.
Oh.
And then she would get pinworms and her mom would before she'd go to bed, she'd pick pinworms out of her butt.
Yeah.
Cause they get itchy.
You'd shit them.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Guys, we're all gross. We're all gross.
We're all human. So don't feel bad about it, moms.
Don't feel bad, moms. There's nothing that your kid will get or that you will get that hasn't been got before. So just know that. Anybody that's getting fancy, just give them a hug and rub up on them and say, it's time you are humbled.
That's what we do. We humble ourselves.
We humble ourselves. And we put it in our calendar. Share your calendar with your best friend.
Yeah, you're welcome. Did we just podcast?
Open Uber Eats. Shut up. I can't see anything, so I gotta like do it like this.
Your glasses are literally on your knee.
Wait, where'd it go? How do I know if it got there?
Go to orders.
Open
it's
Uber Eats.
See?
Shut up.
Open Delta app. There's a comeback. Okay,